The rock band Dr. Dog has been around for almost a decade and has impressed its fair share of critics. But our critic, Tom Moon, has been a skeptic. That is, until the band's latest album.
Sometimes I wonder, do the members of young indie rock bands know they're walking stereotypes? There's the scruffy dude who's obsessed with everything vintage and analog, the pavement-worshipping, whiny-voiced lead singer, the rhythm section that knows its way around every oddity ever recorded by the Kinks. That's pretty much how I pegged Dr. Dog in the early days, and right through the band's five critically slobbered-over albums. Then I encountered this song from the new album, Be the Void. It was perplexing. I'd regarded Dr. Dog as just another super nerdy, relentlessly glib indie rock band. This is an entirely different animal. A simple and disarmingly earnest tune, with church-going vocal harmonies that recall Up on Cripple Creek from the band. And check out how the tune gets thicker and more intense as it goes along. That opened the door. Pretty soon, I found myself in the middle of a full-on Dr. Dog conversion experience. I began to appreciate how the two songwriters, Scott McMicken and Toby Lehman, use the indie rock toolkit in brazenly creative, counterintuitive ways, and how lyrics that sound at first like free associative gibberish have a tendency to flip into something unexpectedly profound. The previous Dr. Dog records have their pleasantly grabby moments, but sometime in the last few years, the band grew into a hook-writing machine. These hooks didn't just grab me, they pretty much demolished whatever stereotype I held. From a distance, Dr. Dog might look like another dime a dozen indie rock band. But few of those bands could ever have come up with something like this.
The new album from Dr. Dog is called Be the Void. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
This is NPR News.